We're learning Tosfos Yomi, we're in Maseches Kiddushin, we're on page 68 on page B, Daf Samech Ches, Amud Beis, and this is the second Tosfos, which is the famous Isur that you find in the Torah against intermarriage, is Loisis Chatem Bom. And it's a well-known issue about this Isur der Raisa, this Torah prohibition not to marry non-Jewish people against intermarriage, that really, if you look close reading of the verses, this is speaking about actually the seven nations, which you can find in Canaan before we were conquering it. So all the other nations seemingly are permitted, which is actually the question of the Gemara, which I don't want to deal with because I want to deal with the question of Tosfos, but Tosfos' question is actually very similar. Let's see. The context of the Gemara is looking for sources, really. Different rabbis are giving different pasukim, different sources for different isurim. All we have to know here is that if one marries either Shifcha or Nochris, both cases are non-Jewish women, only that one is free and the other is a slave. So in such a case, the result will be no kiddushin. So marriage doesn't work, won't work. And the kiddushin won't be chal. So really, all the consequences of a legal marriage will not be... We just not be. And the other consequence is that the child's lineage follows the mother's lineage. So the child will not be Jewish as well. Okay, so this is the context. And the actual question was, it's really according to Rabbi Shimon. But really, I tell you this Rabbi Shimon issue in a minute. So really it says... that this is the source for a Nochris, that Kiddushin is not Tafsin. Interesting. This is really the source of Kiddushin and not Tafas. That Kiddushin won't work. It's not the source what you would expect, but I tell you not to expect this from me today, because this is not the topic of today's Shir, and it's not mentioned on today's Gemara, because Gemara is not written like Kiruv books, so... like convincing arguments against intermarriages. No, this is not this page. This is really about the law of such a marriage, whether kiddushin is tafsin or not. If not, where can you find me the pasuk? According to Rabbi Shimon, the source is what you all know very well: loy sischaten bom. You should not marry them. Okay, so what does Rabbi Shimon do with the obvious issue of speaking this verse really about only the seven nations? Okay, he answers Rabbi Shimon in Storish the time of the Krah, which is his Sheita throughout Shas. This is really, he is decoding all the reasonings behind. And he says that, what does it say? It says, Kiyosir es pincho me'acharai. It says just after he says, lois is chate, mom, you should not marry them, Kiyosir es pincho me'acharai, because he will remove your son. He will remove your son. Okay, and this is an interesting one. He will remove your son from behind me. Of course, we are not talking about alternative lifestyles. Of course, this is, as Rashi understands, this is he will remove your son, meaning your grandson. So, of course, this is a non-Jewish father who will remove your son, meaning your grandson he will remove from behind of you. Okay. So, Rabbi Shimon is Dorish time in the crow. So he says, it's very reasonable that really you're not allowed to marry anybody. or Kiddushin is not Tafsin, anybody. Just to say, stay at today's topic, Kiddushin will not Chal for any kind of marriages, no matter which part is Jewish, which part is not, either the husband or the wife, Kiddushin won't be Chal. Why? Because the Torah says so. The Torah says, Ki Yosi Res Pincho Me'achore, and this reasoning that he will remove your son, he will lead your family to go astray, to leave all the Judaism. This reasoning stands not only for the seven nations. The seven nations were really, really not good people, but this was not their specific bad habit. This is a general cultural thing, that when you assimilate into another culture, this will have some effects. So this is not nation specific, there is nothing special about this thing that Ki Yosi Res Pincho, this is just way of life. That's life. So Rabbi Shimon says Ki Yosi Res Pincho applies to any nations, not just the seven nations. So really the not the issur, the fact that Kiddushin won't work will apply to any nations. So this is what Rabbi Shimon says. But what do Rabbonim say? Okay, Rabbonim say something other. They are being explaining another pasuk from the Torah, which is the Eshes Yofas Toyar, which applies to any kind of war that you will go into. And whenever you see a beautiful woman, beautiful faced woman in this war, and she's from the enemy, and you will just cannot help but love her and marry her. Very special parsha. Torah must do something. Lo dibro Torah lo kenegad yetzara. Okay, you know all the droshes, so I don't speak it over again. But the main thing is here that it speaks about actually when does the kiddushin is tofsin. It says after that. After you've done everything, the whole long list that you have to do with the Neshes Yefas Torah, including conversion. Okay, so if you do the conversion, Kiddushin is Chal. Okay, you understand. After this, it will work. Before this, it won't work. So, very nicely comes out for all the rabbis that any nations, Jewish intermarriage with any other nations, not just the seven nations, it won't work until Gerus. So, that's what the Pasuk says. Okay, Achar Kein Tova Yelehu Ve'Oto. So after this, you can come to her and you can be with her. Actually, you can constitute the marriage with her after all the procedure detailed in this parsha. Okay, so this was the introduction for Tosfos. And Tosfos argues with Rashi. So we need to know what Rashi says. Like this Chatem Bom, don't marry them. Loi Tehelecha Bom Toiras Chisun. You should not have a Toiras Chisim with them. Such a short Rashi and such a, like, nothing special, he says. So you would think that, how can Taisfis argue? He can. Don't worry about it. So, no Toiras Chisim here. Toiras Chisim, no law of marriage. Chisim meaning such things like Chisim, like being together and marrying and making it formal will not just not work. Okay, so this is what Rashi says, and Tosfos doesn't like it. Tosfos says Pirish Bekuntres. Tosfos says Omar Krolaitis Chatem Bom Pirish Bekuntres. We see in Rashi Lo Yehelach Abayim Torias Chasonois. You should not have a Torias Chasonois. You could not have really Torias Chasonois. You could not have any kind of marriage, introduced marriage. Okay, I don't know. Legally binding marriage you cannot have with them. Miyukashe. But it's not that nice, not that good. Sheari. Hi, kra loy my rebe oivdei kolchovim. Very funny. This pasuk actually is not speaking about really. This is not speaking about any kind of non-Jewish people, any kind of idolaters. No idolaters here. Do you know what this pasuk really speaks about? It really speaks about Gerim, who were converted from the seven nations. So not just the Gemara's problem, says Tosfos. It's worse. It's much worse. It's really seven nations. There is a lineage issue here. So from these seven nations, or these seven nations, so you have here the factor that they are worse than all the other nations. These seven nations, which you cannot find together, so they cannot protest against my video upload to YouTube, that these seven nations are worse than the other nations, and they are such worse that you really should not marry them even after conversion, because they will cause you to go astray, because they have some intrinsic problems with Judaism. Okay. And Tosfos says, I have a source for it, a very nice source I have, in Maseches Yevomos, where it says, it is explaining really what does this mean, like this Chatein Bon. So, if you were asked for today, until today, where do you find in Torah not to marry non-Jewish people, you would say, Lois is Chatein Bon, you should not marry them. I think you should continue this answer, even though it's not true, because this is the simplest answer, really depending on who asks this. But really, you will learn today that, no, this is not true. One thing is that it's only according to Rabbi Shimon, who is Darish time in the Kran Rabbonon, and learn it from Eshes Yefas Tayar. Maybe you could say Eshes Yefas Tayar. I don't know. And the other thing is that they are really Jews. They're really converted to Judaism. But you cannot marry them anyway. I don't know who did them the gear, and whether they would tell that, okay, so you cannot marry each other. I don't know if they can marry each other. From Knaanim could marry each other, maybe. Okay, so let's see. It says, okay, this is surprising, because usually we have some kind of specific Isurim for specific nations, like Ammoni, Moavi, Mitzri. There are several limits to their prohibition of coming into the community. For example, we have the famous story of a rabbi, of a big Talmudic rabbi, who says that, yes, I'm Mitzri number three. And I can already marry Mitzri number three. But we are very careful by doing this business, because Mitzri Loyovai Bekoho Ador Shlishi, there is an Isser for three generations, and we actually observe this halacha, and we are matpidim, we are careful about it, just to marry the correct number of generations. So this story you can see, but interesting that this other story about the seven nations, who really, the seven nations, you have another law about them, that you are not allowed to let them live, which doesn't mean that you have to kill them. You cannot make them living, really. You cannot, I don't know, maybe during wartime you do need to have to kill them, or certain aspects, but in yesterday's Daf Yom Yeshiva I heard something like this, that you're not allowed to buy them, really, as an Eved, which is a especially funny thing, because he's called Eved Knaani. All the Avodim are called Eved Knaani, because Eved Avodim, this is what Noach said. Okay, I don't want to confuse a lot of things into it, just stick to the text. Shehare haikro loy mayre be'ayde keichovim. This pasuk is really not speaking about any kind of idolaters, even though you might think that this is the ha gabe shiva amamim hu dichsiv. Really, it speaks about the seven nations. Kide yomar beperek ha'orel. You find this in Maseches Yevomos Amar Rava begerusan islehu chasnos. Rava says, really, they have a chasnos. Really, you can speak about any kind of chasnus, you can speak really about any kind of chasne, only after they were converted. Very interesting. Seven nations, they are converting. Perush, Tosfos explains, Isur loitis chaten yesh lohem. Yesh bohem. So, actually, you do have this prohibition of not marrying them after they have converted. While they are still non-Jews, leis lahan chasnus, there you can speak about no hasno, so Rashi is wrong here. He says it cannot be what Rashi says, there is no Torah chisun, nothing to speak about here, no chisun, because it's just not shayach to say such a thing about them before their giur. It's not shayach, lo shayach beuchasnus, la vayrolo mishum lo yisis chate. So really you could not be oivir. You could really not transgress this Torah prohibition of that Mary, because you just cannot marry, because no marriage here. So, lekach pirish Rabbeinu Tan. So a new explanation is necessary for this Gemara, because Rashi's explanation, short as it may be, doesn't seem to fit the text. Pirish Rabbeinu Tan, Rabbeinu Tan says, the Gemara Mayre Kra, really the citation of the Talmud is not that exact. Really, it should be lois tischatein have a kemoi vegoimer. Really, you have to read on the pasuk, and really you have to finish what the pasuk reads. Let's see what the pasuk reads like. Lois tischatein bom, you should really not marry them. Bit chalois tischatein livnoi uvitoi loy tikach livnecha. So please don't give your daughter to them, and nor for your son, do not take one of their daughters. Umiseifa dekra dorish. Really, Tosfos said, this law, what we see here, is learned from the end of the pasuk, the ksiv, where it says, mashma, what does it mean that you cannot give your children to their children to marry them? She'im bokicha, very nice. Really, we are working here with verbs. The verb, the key verb, the key word in the first part of the pasuk was chatan. Laisis chatan bom. You cannot marry them, no chisun here. But this is already reserved for our drasha in Yevamos, which tells us that really it speaks about kerim, not about Oyvei Koichovim. Here, the end of the pasuk is nice, it's not reserved. You can use this to speak about really, really full-fledged idolaters before conversion. No conversion here. You just cannot do this. So these are two separate sentences. First part says, like this, Chatein Bom, speaking about after gear. Bincho, bitcho. You should not mix them, give them children. This already speaks about full-fledged idolaters, without a gear, without a conversion. Very nice. Here you have, laitikach, please don't take. And, Taisha says this means there is no kicha here. This implies that kicha doesn't work. Kiddushin is light of sin, which was exactly the point we wanted to prove. Just before we go on, let me make a remark about this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, as I already said yesterday, it's very nice that we have all the days something to say about the Parsha, that Isha Zayin Vachala Laiti Kochu. They should not take Zayin, neither Halala. Isha Grusha, Meisha Laitikochu. All the Isserim, all the prohibitions which are the Koyanim, which are for the Koyanim, pertinent to the Koyanim, they are formulated in this very form. The same words are used. Loitikach, kicha. Don't take. What does this remind us? Laitikach, you should not take. Do you remember what happens when a Kohen goes against the prohibition, Laoleinu, and takes, for example, a divorcee as a wife? Kiddushin is Chal. Okay, so how could it be Chal? Or this how could be? This cannot be. seemingly the same exact formulation of the Torah, and two very, very different end results. In one case, you prohibit, you do the prohibition, transgress the prohibition, you have a love, but marriage works. Other case, no, you prohibit, you cannot prohibit the love because it really doesn't work. I think you can prohibit the love, sorry, but yes, I said that this is something, a topic that I should avoid today. If you can, you can do something bad, like if you intermarry with non-Jewish people, for sure you do. But this I just wanted as a side point, because Tosfos attacks it on another front, on another other problem he has with it. Let's see. Mashma she'im bakicha. Veikshu Rav Yaakov me'Orleans. Orleans, I think this is in France today. He is for sure a Tosafist. He has a question about it. Ve'im ha'anim ile lakadchila avol b'diyava tafsela kiddushin. Which is seems to be the exact same question that I had. That it should more be similar, like the Koyanim, forbidden marriages, which really work, but you transgress the prohibition. He has other reason to say it. The Kehai Gavne Omar La'el. Because we see above, very similar thing. And here he says, Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, which is not true. I checked, it's Samech Zayin Amud Beis. For me, at least, it says, Gabe lo yikach ish, Aseshe Soviv. There is an explanation about this Isser of Arayas in the Torah. Loikach ish Aseshe Oviv. So one should not marry the wife of his father, who is called a stepmother. A stepmother one should not marry or be together with. So in this case, we see something very similar, and we see a very explicit explanation in the Gemara, just one page above. So it's better question than mine, because it's more substantiated, more it has the more sources. And it says really, in this case we have seen that you really would have thought that this is just the Gemara says that you have thought that really this is just a lekatchila isur. So this is really not mashma. You cannot say that this is the simple meaning when you read this in the Torah, that it means that you cannot marry. If you marry, it just doesn't work. Yes, it do work, but you transgress the love. This is the meaning. If you have something in addition to it, which the Gemara shows, what do you have for Isser of Eshes Aviv, the Isser being explained above, then you have some other reasons why you know that it is even Lekatchila just doesn't work. So here we're also missing one small part from it, so it's still not ready, he says. Vatiris Morenu Harav Rabbi Yitzchak Shayesh, and this other rabbis has an answer for this good question. The Inachinami, yes, it is true. This is actually true. Kiddushin does work if you consider only this pasuk, and do you need an other pasuk really, which was not mentioned in the Gemara, and we have to fit it in, but don't worry. This pasuk is really mentioned in the Gemara. But only this pasuk is mentioned in the Gemara, because he wants to say that this is Loi Tischa Tembon. So you have two. You have Loi Tischa Tembon, and you have Loi Yikach. Bitcho Loi Siten Livnoi, Uvito Loi Sikach Livnecho. So these are the two one is for the lekatchila, one is for the bedi'avad, one is you should not start with such a thing, and one is that even when you do it, it won't work. Very good. But we were just said that this doesn't work. This was really the grounds we rejected Rashi on. So we're back to the problem again. It's circular reasoning. Very nice. It's the inach inami ala somach alois ischaten ve alosikach. So this is really supported by both parts of the sentence, both by alois ischaten and both loitikach. The heveke my trick roy. These are counted like if it were two separate verses in the Torah. Chad lekatchila v'chad ledi'avad. Okay, one is for the lekatchila isur, one is for the di'avad isur. Which is very good, because this also implies that you have also lekatchila isur. So it's not just that it doesn't work. You shouldn't do it, and it doesn't work. Okay. And here comes the obvious question. Okay, this was what we started about. This is not speaking about the tissue. This is not speaking about an idolater. This is speaking about a convert converted from the seven nations. Totally under, different understanding. This is really true after we have known about the end result. What kind of end result? The end result is that really this whole drush is in a condition. A condition that we agree on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Toyresh Toy Medekra. We're understanding the reasonings behind the verses. So, really this is not the source for us? Really, if we don't pasken like Rabbi Shimon, as I think we don't, then our source is really the Eshes Yefastayer, which I presented in the name of Rabbonim. So, according to this final understanding, everything is true what we said. But if it were not the case, then we would need Loitzis Chateim Bom. So what's the reality? You can ask, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the drash in Yevomas? I don't know. And Taisves, I think, doesn't speak about this issue. But just the end result, just also always the bottom line. What is the bottom line here? Bottom line is, you learn that Kiddushin is not working by non-Jews. You learn it really from the Rabbanon source, not from Rabbi Shimon's source, not from Loisis Chateim Bom. You really learn it from Eshes Yefastoyer. And you learn Loisis Chateim Bom, you learn what we learn in Yevomas. Very good. The seven nations after conversion. Very nice. And Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't use this, really Rabbi Shimon doesn't use this Yevomas drasha, seemingly. Which is a question, but you can deal with it. Really, Tosfos says that what we said, that Laisis Chate and Ayre Begerus, this is speaking about the convert, this Hanei Milei Basar de Yadana Maskana, this is only after we have known the end result. The Yalfinan de Lotav Seba Kiddushi Mikrachrina, which we see a few lines later in the Gemara, where we really learn the source for Kiddushin is not working, lo, from another pasuk. Avol bar ilaf hachi. Would it be that we don't have this other alternative way to derive this law? Toy hoyo le ukma krad alaisis chaten. It would be better to understand this verse, and here very strong words are coming at the last line of Tosfos, because he says it's really us who are deciding how to understand a pasuk, which we all know deep in our hearts, but Tosfos now speaks it out. It would be better for us to understand this pasuk like this. Toivoya ukma kra de laisis chaten loimar de lotafse ba kidushin mila ukma begerus. Really, this would be the better one. So for Rabbi Shimon, I think this is the better one. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, that's it. This is no gerus here. This is the source. And then Rashi is right. So we come back to the original question. What's Tosfos' problem with Rashi, really? Maybe the answer is nothing. He's just telling the mechanics behind one line, simple Rashi, which seems to say nothing. Maybe this is the answer. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, yes, Laisis Chatem Bom, this is the source. Laisis Chatem Bom, and together with the other, you have Lekatchila and Beli Avad, you have, and the law in Yevomes. I don't know, maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like this, or maybe he learns also from something like Taimed Ekra, like explaining about the reasons behind the Torah text. But at the end of the day, the halacha is like Rabbanon. They learn like from Ishas Yefas Tayer, and they understand this, the pshat in the pasuk, really, as we've seen in Yevamos to the seven nations who has a convert.